RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. Well, I'm very, very excited right now. I'm talking to a name who has been very, very popular on the Student Radio Network this year, having just released her debut self-titled album. I am delighted to be talking to Ebony Lamb. Good morning.
Oh, morena. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm really stoked to be coming to the South Island and actually starting my tour in Christchurch. I feel like I've never been so bold in my whole life. I usually wait till the end. I think, oh, go down to the deep south. I hope someone comes, you know.
Oh, well, and I have
so
to...
I'm excited. I'm really thrilled.
We are really flattered you chose to start with us. We're not used to that. Usually it's top down. Auckland always gets the attention. So thank you very much. But before we dive into that, I just wanted to know, how does it feel to finally have this out there?
It feels great. It feels nice to be able to say this is where you can find it instead of, oh, it's not out now. It's not out yet. Not out yet. It's coming. Oh, no, I've made one. It's coming. I've done that for a few years. I mean, I think going on tour last year, I've been on a double headline tour with my friend Jess Cornelius, and we had the best show. We did five nights straight, and the best show was actually at Littleton Coffee Company, just purely for the vibe.
Oh, you know, totally, like totally. It's great.
Getting
there.
Everyone nice and close. But yeah. People started saying, oh, and where can I buy your record? And that, it's an interesting one of music to have, like, say, I'm going to drop a single, but I'm going to tease you for a real long time.
Yeah, it is strange, but you teased us, and we were patient about it, and here it is. Why don't you tell us a bit about this album?
It's taken a long time for me to make. I started writing it in 2018, and my previous band, Eben Sparrow, and we decided to split the band very happily on purpose because we all had other stuff going on. And I started writing again in a different way. I don't know if anybody else noticed it was a different way, but I felt it was different. And I just really wanted to go on a bit of an adventure with the sound, but a lot of stuff happened that just delayed me putting out this record. So it is hard one. You know, getting to this point, it's taken heaps. My partner had a pretty life-threatening car versus bicycle accident. He was on the bike at the end of Evans Ferry, and we went through quite a long time of just going through rehab and not sure how that'll all pan out. He's Grey Mantler, so he's a part of this record. So in many ways, that was great because he went and bought a sampler because he couldn't play bass. So we just, you know, like, started to get into other things.
Yeah, right.
I came down to the Christchurch Arts Centre and did a songwriting workshop with Beck Runger and this lovely man, Chris Archer, who a lot of people will know from the music world. And I made that connection, and I was investigating whether or not I actually had a set of songs. They weren't complete. They were still being, you know, thought about. But just, were they even worthy of the time and energy and tears it's going to take to get a release happening? And I kind of was okay if it was a no, but I also didn't really want it to be a no. I am a photographer, and I can do that work, but there was a calling that just was like, you can't stop now. And Beck Runger said it was good, and my fellow mates on that particular course resonated with the work, which I found quite surprising. I just think, oh, sometimes I don't really fit anywhere. I don't easily get described as something.
Yeah, right.
I went on tour with her and Cody Nielsen, her partner, who's in, you know, he's the drummer in Unknown Mortal Orchestra, but he's also not just that. He's, you know, from the Mint Chicks and from Silicon, and he's an absolute genius, and they actually both are, but it was like watching a master at work, watching him play, and to have him be really open to working together was huge. So it was a precious gift, and I kind of felt like I had to, not just kind of, like, if you get given the opportunity to work with people who you don't really know but really respect, you kind of rise to the occasion, you know. And so it was yeah, it's been a process and it's been great to release it. So that's with them, and they produced everything and played on the record. And then Nadia Reid, my friend, has a lovely little label called Slow Time Records. And so, you know, it's all in the name. It's been a slow release, and it's important that it is, because the pandemic has just totally shifted people's resources.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What people are capable
yeah.
of doing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally flipped things on its head. But I guess on one way of looking at it is like, great you didn't sort of rush it, you know? It's almost like good that there was so much opportunity to reflect and change things. And
yeah. I mean, positive resistance.
Exactly. Positive resistance. But I was actually going to ask about some of the people who aided in this album. Did they really inform your songwriting, your musical skills? Like, do you think going forward, like, they've changed you kind of for the better?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you can. I think making, I love making recorded work. Like, I love performing, that's one thing. But the thing about recorded work, which I think is great, is actually you really get to geek out on sound, ideas,
right.
and questions. I think it was, this is probably the most open I've been to just putting my hands up and saying, I'll just take all your suggestions and think about them. Whereas before, maybe I was a bit more resistant to that. I wasn't very editable, you know. I just
sit down
and say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I do not know what I'm talking about, but I was so bossy, you know. And now it's more about like, well, actually the power of collaboration is super joyful.
Yeah, right.
So with my band, it's like that too. Like, my band is Hikarangi, Shaverian Carr, and Phoebe Johnson, and they're in so many other bands, like Dateline, Dawn, Diver. I mean, Hikarangi's just been playing with Ma all around the country. So there's all this crossover in that space, but it's the same with the band, like in the live show, is that to be open to playing in a way that is different than I normally would. And I like it. Why would I want to stay still, you know?
It's totally.
And that's why I left Even Sparrow. That's why we left that band, is because I could feel that I was going to be hemmed in. And I want to be free, Liam.
Hey, good on you. Well done. And it's paying off for you. I mean, this work is amazing. But I kind of want to dive in again to this tour, which, thank goodness, is coming here to Ōtautahi. Tell me, what should people be expecting from your live shows?
Well, they're hopefully going to have a real good time. We've got really nice support acts, you know. Like, so on the first night, I think it's just the time, the space, the people and the sound, you know. Like, it's a real show. We're not huge production. We are a three-piece, you know. We're playing in a lean way, and I love that because you're really listening to each other, and so it's quite riveting. I always really enjoy a three-piece because you have nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
So there's that, and I'm trying out a couple of new things that I've never done before with sound textures and stuff, so that's pretty exciting. And we've got Hannah Everingham opening for us, and she's just
incredible.
Can't wait, because she's a different sound to me, but I really like the tunes that I've been hearing.
Yeah, just such a talented musician with a stunning voice as well.
Yeah, and a lightness of spirit. I can hear it in the song. I can hear this kind of like, it's quite refreshing to hear, you know. I can be a bit, I read a review recently and I thought, oh, shit, I think they've misread me a bit. Sorry for screwing on the radio station.
It's all right. Don't worry.
And I thought, I'm actually quite good, guys. It's okay to dive into those dissonant sounds. Those dissonant sounds are some of my favourite, but also, like, you have to come up for air, you know? And I feel like Hannah, as an artist, sounds like she's coming up for air a lot, and I like that.
That's so interesting. I've never asked an artist, like, if they read reviews about themselves. That must be a weird sensation.
Someone sent it to me, I read it, and I thought, oh, never again. That's what I thought. I'm okay with that, though. there's always, I learned a lot about reviews, which is really read it once, and then, like, without feeling hurt if it's not what you think. Is it real? Like, is it true? Is there a nugget of truth in there? Because often there could be, but you don't want to look at it. And actually, that's good. That's being as open as you possibly can to that kind of criticism. But, you know, it's subjective. Like, other people don't rate at all. And I think that's true for many musicians in New Zealand. We're lucky to be so far away from everything because we actually do have quite an original spirit.
Yeah,
and we
absolutely.
Actually are much better than we realize as a country with musicians, I think. I don't know what it is.
No.
We're always competing with the international market, so we actually, there's just so much goodness out there. And Ototahi, think about all the amazing musicians who come out of there. It's incredible.
Oh, you are so right. You're so absolutely right. Ebony, thank you so much for joining me this morning. You should be so, so proud of this album. I absolutely love it. Everyone I talk to is really enjoying it. So, you know what? It was a bit of a push, but it was totally worth it in the end, I think. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, RDU, for the love. I mean, what would I do without Student Radio Networks? I just think I'd be sunk. I'm just so excited for the indie spirit lives in all of you, so thank you.
Oh, it is our absolute pleasure, and we're not going anywhere here for many years to come. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much.
And that was the wonderfully talented Ebony Lamb talking about her debut self-titled album out now.